الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وبعد. My beloved brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, we are at the end of this blessed month of Ramadan. And this blessed month of Ramadan, of which is a month of mercy and forgiveness and exemption from the hellfire. And it is a month of fasting and standing up at night and charity. It is also a month where the Muslim refrains him or herself from committing any indecent act as they would do outside of this blessed month. It is also a month where the Muslim, he encourages others to do the same, and he restrains his anger and he lowers his gaze from looking at those things that are reprehensible, and listening to those things that are repugnant and filthy, and saying those things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a Muslim continues to have patience to do righteous deeds after the month of Ramadan has elapsed, or after it has finished, then this is a sign that his or her fasting has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he fails to do righteous deeds after the month of Ramadan and follows the ways, the khutuwat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and he follows the ways of shaitan, the footsteps. Allah says, do not follow the ways of shaitan, the footsteps of shaitan. If the person does this after Ramadan has ended, then this is a sign of humiliation and lowliness and low status and being deprived of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, hanu alayhi fa'asawhu walau azaw alayhi la'asamahum. They were no longer of any significance to Allah, so they committed sin. And if they had mattered to him, meaning Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, if they had mattered to Allah, he would have protected them. They were no longer of any significance to Allah, so they committed sin. And if they had mattered to Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds us significant and of importance and having any value, then he would have protected us from committing sin. Meaning he would have protected us from, after the month of Ramadan ended, from going back into the things that we restrained ourselves from doing in that month. So when a person becomes insignificant to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will no longer honor that person, as Allah says in his book, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. And whoever Allah disgraces, none can honor. The ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they say, من علامات القبول أن الله يتبع الحسنة بعدها بالحسنة فالحسنة تقول أختي أختي والسيئة تقول أختي أختي والعياذ بالله. The ulama of Islam, they say, among the signs of acceptance of good deeds, listen very closely, from the alamat of qubool, from the signs and indications of the acceptance of Allah of your good deeds, as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes them, that is one good deed, to be followed up by another good deed. Because good deeds have sisters. That is, if you find a person doing a good deed, even if you can't see it, you should know if they're constant on doing good deeds, that they are good deeds. They're sisters to those good deeds that you don't see. If they are one who constantly does good deeds, then the sisters of those deeds will accompany those deeds or follow up those deeds. And that's why those good deeds say, my sister, and if they have evil deeds, also they have sisters. And that's why they say, ukhti, ukhti, my sister, wali'adhu billah. And we seek refuge with Allah from those evil deeds. The ulama, they continue. They say, فَإِذَا قَبِلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ رَمَضَانِ وَاسْتَفَادَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَدْرَسَةِ وَاسْتَقَامَ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَإِنَّهُ يَكُونُ فِي رِكَابِ الَّذِي اسْتَقَامُوا وَاسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ. If Allah has accepted a person's Ramadan, meaning their fasting, and their standing up at night, and their acts of charity, and they're lowering their gaze and not looking at those naked women in the street, or any of the acts that a Muslim strives to do in this blessed sacred month, if that person does that and Allah accepts it, then he has benefited from this spiritual training and he has remained steadfast in obeying Allah, and then he has joined the caravan of those who have remained steadfast and responded to Allah. As Allah says in His book, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, the interpretation of the meaning of the ayah, indeed those who say, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, indeed those who say, our Lord is Allah alone, and then they stand firm, that is, they have istiqamah, they have al-istiqamah, which is standing firm and being steadfast, continuous in the firmness of good deeds. On them the angels will descend, meaning at the time of their death. And they will say to them, don't have any fear, don't have any sadness, but receive the glad tidings of paradise which you have been promised. And another ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Verily those who say, our Lord is only Allah, and thereafter they have istiqamah, they have uprightness and firmness and continuation, and what they were firm upon in their good deeds, on them shall be no fear, no sadness, no anxiety, no grief, no sorrow, no depression. The ulama of Islam, they say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a sign that the person's hajj, similar to Ramadan, is accepted, is that when the person does that hajj purely for the pleasure of Allah and the sake of Allah, seeking the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not committing any heresy or bid'ah innovations at all, when the person returns back to their country, for instance America, or Germany, or France, or Indonesia, or Nigeria, or Tunisia, when they return to their home, they will do those things that they did on Hajj. And this is a sign of their Hajj being accepted by Allah. But the person, and as we have seen, returns from Hajj and becomes even more corrupt, this is the sign that their Hajj was not mabrur. Likewise, the person who goes through the month of Ramadan, they go through the month of Ramadan with Qiyamul Layl and giving, charity, spending, and making those prayers, all five of them that they can in the month of Ramadan, in the masjid. And then when Ramadan is finished, they go back to committing sins. This is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not accepting it. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophet said, As-salatu ila salah wa Ramadan ila Ramadan wal-hajj ila al-hajj mukaffiratun ma baynahunna ila ajtanabta al-kabair. From one prayer to the next, that is, from Zuhr to Asr, and from Asr to Maghrib, and from Maghrib to Isha, and from Isha to Fajr, and from Ramadan to the next Ramadan, and from one Hajj to one Hajj, this expiates from whatever sins that person had, that they committed from one to the next, as long as they stayed far away from the major sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرْ مَا تُنْهَوْنَا عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. If you avoid the great sins which you are forbidden to do, we shall expiate from you your small sins and admit you to a noble entrance, meaning paradise. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. You should say, I believe in Allah. Then you should be upright. قَالْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَقُولُ ذَلِكَ. قَالْ قَدَ قَالَهَا قَوْمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَسْتَقِيمُوا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a man came to him and asked him to counsel him and teach him something that no one else can teach him except the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him two words. He said, say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, I believe in Allah. And آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ is an indication of al-aqidah. This is tawheed. It is aqidah. It is belief. And then he said to this man, and to all of us who take this from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, then be upright. After you correct your aqidah, and you have correct aqidah and understanding of tawheed, al-rububiyyah, wal-uluhiyyah, wa-asma wa-sifat, then you be upright, which is your action. Lowering your gaze and not cheating the people, not frauding the people, not stealing, not being deceptive. All of those things that we do in the month of Ramadan. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. They said, oh Messenger of Allah, everybody says this. Everybody says this, oh Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, some people who came before you also said it. But they didn't have istiqamah. They didn't remain steadfast. They just said, I believe in Allah. That's it. I believe in Allah, and they did good deeds. But when those good deeds passed, then they didn't have istiqamah. They didn't stand firm. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيُدِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah says, Allah will keep firm those who believe, meaning those who have correct belief. Those who have al-aqidatu sahiha, they have correct belief, because the correct belief makes them be steadfast in good deeds. With the world, they stand firm in the dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them stand firm in the hereafter. And Allah will cause to go astray those who are the zalimun. Those are the wrongdoers, the polytheists, the innovators, the miscreants. And Allah does whatever He will. So at the end of Ramadan, brothers, and let's imagine that Ramadan is finished. Let's say that Ramadan is completely over and this is the month of Shawwal and the Eid is over. There are some of us who are going to say, I wish I would not have slapped that person. I wish that I would have not stole that. I wish I would have lowered my gaze just for that one time when I was crossing the street. I wish I would have stood up more instead of sleeping all night. I wish that I would have given more charity. When that sister came to me and said, can you please give me $50? And you say to her, I just gave you $50 last week. I wish. We have a chance now, brothers and sisters, because Ramadan has not ended. You should know, barakallahu fikum, that at the end of Ramadan, people are divided into various groups. We'll mention two of those groups. The first type are those whom you see in Ramadan, and they're striving hard in worship. You'll see them striving hard in worship, and you'll never see them but except that they are prostrating or standing in prayer or reading the Quran or crying and weeping, so much so that it reminds you, their worship reminds you of the people of the past, of the Salaf. Long sujood, long rukur, 23 rak'ahs, 46 rak'ahs, 92 rak'ahs, standing all night. Please move up, brothers, inshallah. But when the month ends, they go back to being negligent. They go back to committing sin, as if they were prisoners of that worship. Some don't even wait till Ramadan to end. Some get to the 27th night. You never saw them in the masjid. They stand all night because they think it's Laylatul Qadr. They think it's Laylatul Qadr. So they'll stand all night, and then on the 28th day, they go shopping. And they go crazy shopping, getting ready for the Eid. They forget about standing. They forget about charity. They forget about going to the masjid. They don't even wait till the month is finished. And the others, in the same first type, when the Eid comes, you see the women coming out after all of that month of forgiveness and mercy, with lipstick on their faces and makeup on their faces and jewelry clinging and perfume exuding from their bodies, luring the men shaving their beards after the month of Ramadan, following up all those good deeds with evil. Wallahu musta'an. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين نبينا وسيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين أما بعد. O believers, what is the point and the use of worshiping for a whole month if it's going to be followed up? If it's going to be followed up with dishonorable actions? We've been taught to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawheed. And inshallah, we are people of tawheed. We are muwahhidun, people who single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. But unfortunately, the first type of the two of people are those who single out Allah. And we say unfortunately, and this is not a slip of the tongue, unfortunately, they single out Allah in worship, but they only single out Allah in worship in the month of Ramadan. It is as though that their praying was for the sake of Ramadan. It was as though that their swelling up the masajid was for the sake of Ramadan. It was as though that their lowering the gaze was for the sake of Ramadan. It was as though that their paying charity what the right hand and the left hand didn't know, or the vice versa, was for the sake of Ramadan. It was as though that they're reading the Quran from cover to cover was for the sake of Ramadan and not for the sake of Allah. So what's the difference between us, those who do this, وَلِيَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ, and those people who call themselves Baptists and Jehovah's Witnesses and Catholics who commit sins on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, drinking alcohol, gambling, cheating on their wives and husbands, and then on Sunday, on one day out of the week, they worship. On Christmas, they worship. On Easter, they worship. What's the difference between us and them? What distinguishes us from them? That we only single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one month of the year. What's the difference? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. As for the second type of person, they are those who feel distressed at the departure of Ramadan. They are the ones who have tasted the sweetness, and this is the thing that causes them their distress. They have tasted the sweetness of being safe from sin, and the bitterness of patience became insignificant to them because they came to realize the true nature of their weakness and their need for Rabbul Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. They fasted in the true sense and stood in prayer at night out of love. So when they made farewell to Ramadan, the tears flowed from their eyes because they don't want Ramadan to leave. Because it is the month that the doors of paradise, every single one of them are open. And every single door of hell is closed, shut tight. And every shaitan of the maradatul jinn, the strong ones from amongst them, are incarcerated. So they're sad and they cry. They're not like the first type. They're happy that Ramadan is leaving. Similar to those people who, when they go to the prayer, they try to get it over with quickly so they can go back to work. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell Bilal, "Arihna ya Bilal, the salah. Find comfort for us, O Bilal, with the prayer." We find comfort. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba used to find comfort in these acts of worship. They used to prepare for Ramadan 6 months ahead of time. 6 months before Ramadan came in, they prepared for it. So those people of the second type, they're the ones who are burdened with sin and they hope to be free from that sin and ransomed from hell and to join the caravan of those who are accepted. Ask yourselves, brothers and sisters, which of the two types are you? Which of the two types are you that when Ramadan ends on the first day of Shawwal, you'll be committing the same sins that you tried to stay away from when you were in the blessed month of Ramadan? They're not the same, brothers. Those two individuals are not the same. قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, each one does according to his way. Meaning every person acts according to his way or the character that he's used to. The character that he's used to. This is a condemnation of the disbeliever and a praise for the believer. You should know, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that the dearest deeds to Allah are those that are continuous. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya ayyuhan nas, alaykum min al-a'mal ma tutiqun, fa inna Allah la yamal hatta tamallu, wa inna ahabba al-a'mal ila Allah ma duwima alayh wa in qall." وَكَانَ آلُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا عَمِلُوا عَمَلًا أَثْبَتُوهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith collected by Imam Muslim, O people, you must do whatever you can of good deeds, for Allah does not get tired until you get tired. And this Allah getting tired, this malal, has no nuqs, no nuqsan, no uyub, no shawa'ib. It has no defects. Allah gets tired in a manner befitting His majesty with no deficiency and no shortcoming. No deficiency and no shortcoming. O people, you must do whatever you can of good deeds, for Allah does not get tired until you get tired. The most beloved of deeds, He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved deeds to Allah are those are which are continuous, even if they are a little. So the person in Ramadan who stood 3 rak'ah every night, and he continued with that, he's better than the person who sped through like they were in the Ibadah Olympics, 23 rak'ahs in a half hour, and they don't do it anymore. That person who does 3 rak'ahs is better than that person if they do it continually. He's better than that person who stands for 46 rak'ahs or 100 rak'ahs and then abandons it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the most beloved of these to Allah are those which are continuous, even if it's for a little. So all the money you put in the safe here in the masjid, or in the sadaqah box, or in the sadaqah basket, if you did that only in the month of Ramadan and you don't continue, this is little, has little significance to Allah. Because the best deeds to Allah are the ones as the wamuha, the ones that are continuous. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the family of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when they did something, they would persist in doing it. And we, brothers, we are the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for we are included in every tashahud in our salah, in the Ali Muhammad in our prayers. وَلَمَّا سُئِلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَنَّ الْأَعْمَالَ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ أَدْوَمُهُ وَإِنْ قَلْبُ. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about which deeds are the most beloved to Allah, he said, those which are most continuous. Those which are continuous, even if they are little. وَسُئِلَتْ عَائِشَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا وَرَضَاهَا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَمَلُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ هَلْ كَانَ يَخُصُّ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْأَيَّامِ قَالَتْ لَا كَانَ عَمَلُهُ دَيْمًا وَأَيُّكُمْ يَسْتَطِيعُ مَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَسْتَطِيعُ. Aisha رضي الله عنها was asked how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did things, and did he do things on particular specified days. She said no, because his good deeds were continuous. And who among you can do what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do? Brothers and sisters in Islam, don't single out Allah in the month of Ramadan. Don't fast in these last 10 days. Don't pray standing up at night in these last 10 nights. Don't do acts of charity and lowering your gaze for the sake of Ramadan only. Do it for the sake of Allah. Don't be like the Jews who go to the synagogue once or twice and then they commit sins of interest and usury, cheating the people, and then they go to their synagogue. Don't be like the Catholics committing sins and then go to the priest behind a curtain and he tells them to do 17 Hail Marys praying to the Mother of Jesus. Don't be like those people who singled out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one time out of the month or the week or the year, but be continuous. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those people who are upright and firm and continuous in their ibadah. هَذَا وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.